So, you want to be hypnotized and brainwashed into a total shit-eating pig. Well, this session, I'm going to give you a taste of what a real mindfuck feels like. I'm going to give you exactly what you want. I'm going to make it not only easy, but extremely desirable for you to eat your master's shit.
The journey of a thousand lifetimes began with the decision you made to seize every moment as an eternity in time, and every experience as a treasure in heaven. When you decided to no longer deny the reality of a hierarchy among the human race and accept your place as an inferior being of inferior stock and created to serve your betters. The best way to begin your slave lifestyle is now, pig. Ask yourself, what are you doing now, and why are you doing it? Now take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a second, and now let it out freely and quickly out of your mouth. Again, slowly in through your nose. Hold it momentarily. And let it freely flow out of your mouth. Continue doing this in a rhythmic fashion. Focus your senses on my voice. First, listen to your hearing. Listen to your breathing. Listen to the ambient noises. Listen to the sound of my voice. Think for a moment about the fact that the sound of my voice is more important to the well-being of the universe than the sound of your breathing. Next, smell the air around you. Identify the smells. Yourself, the room. Reflect on the scents until you can taste them. Think of your olfactory senses as a possession, that while you may experience the passion, the possession doesn't belong to you. It belongs to all superior beings and to your primary owner if you have found it. Now relax your eyes. Look through them. Realize you are only seeing reflections of light translated into matter. Matter which reflects light, whose reflection is processed by your brain into the image you see now. Lastly, feel every inch of your body and become aware of it from the tips of your toes to the top of your scalp. Now let's begin your transformation into a state of hypnosis. Retaining full sense of your body, focus on the top of the scalp again. Imagine a small point of blackness there, a deep shadow that seems bottomless. Out of that spot on your scalp, feel the shadow warming and relaxing the skin and muscles where it grows. Now concentrate on expanding that thick shadow from the top of your scalp along the back of your head, along the front of your forehead, over through and into the ear. The blackness and the lack of light warming and relaxing the muscles and skin all the way through the body where it crawls. Allow the shadow to seep all the way in, relaxing the muscles and making the skin feel almost numb. Now concentrate on moving the shadow of relaxing nothingness through you, over the rest of your head. Feel it come down across your eyes, down your face into your jaws, along your neck, around your throat, and deep into your shoulders. You will find that the lack of feeling isn't really numbness, but the effect of your new consciousness over that part of your body where your mind would normally be a part of the natural system of responses and reactions. Now your mind is still a part of that system, but is able to overlook the normal biological operations of that part of your body without being subjected to it. It is here already where you find the mind's ability to change the pattern of biology. Relax and think about this. Look into your mind's eye, the shadow of nothingness crawling through your head and into the tops of your shoulders and back. Let me continue to deactivate your mind's awareness over the rest of your body, beginning with the toes now. Imagine the warm nothingness and black shadow coming out of the tips of all your toes and running through them and over them into the balls of your feet, into your ankles, and the calves of your legs. Allow the muscles to relax and the nothingness and the shadow to crawl and spread from the calves up the lower legs and into your knees, the shadow seeping in all the way through to the bone. At this point, all of the black shadow of nothingness on your body is being drawn to itself, like magnets, warming and relaxing as it is drawn to itself. Down your shoulders and down your spine, through the muscles of your upper arms, into your elbows, down through the upper arms into the wrists, along the tops of the hands and into each and every one of your fingers, underneath out through the palms and out through the fingertips. Feel the warmth of the black shadow of nothingness covering your body's head, neck, legs to your knees, arms and along the spine, black numbing shadow creeping out along the ribs, up from the knees along the sides of the upper legs, underneath the upper legs, all the way to the tip of the tailbone joining at the spine's base. Imagine the black shadow of nothingness growing and spreading across your entire body. Blacker, warmer, more and more relaxing, until your entire body is relaxed and encased in the thick shadows of blackness. Now I've taken your awareness beyond normal biological functions and computations of a pure physical being. And now pick for the final step.
And relax.
Relax.
15.
Relax.
49.
48.
And more relax.
47.
No.
46.
Relax.
45.
Relax.
44. 43. 42.
And more.
41.
And more.
40.
And
39.
Relax.
38.
Relax.
37.
Relax.
36.
No.
35.
Relax.
34.
Relax.
33.
No.
32.
Give in.
31.
Relax.
30.
More.
29.
And more. Relax.
28.
Give in.
27.
More.
26. 50.
Relax.
25.
Relax.
24.
A moment.
23.
In the shadow.
22.
Relax.
21.
Relax.
20.
Totally relax.
19.
Give in.
18.
Give up.
17.
No.
16.
Relax.
15.
Immobile.
14.
In the shadow.
13.
Relax.
12.
Give in.
11.
Give up.
10.
Totally relax.
9.
Totally give in.
8.
Totally immobile.
7.
Totally relax.
6.
Giving in.
5.
Giving up.
4.
Totally.
3.
Relax.
2.
Immobile.
1.
Think about your master's time in his kitchen day. Think about how valuable it is to you, and how lucky and grateful you are that he shares any of it with you at all, Pig. Now, think about the time, the attention, the devotion, and the care that would go into your master picking out food for you daily. Not only picking it out for you, Pig, but taking the time to prepare it for you, cook it for you, not only that, but to eat it and digest it for you. To take his share of the nutrients and deliver that food directly to your lips without you having to lift a finger. That is the reality of what is coming, Pig. You need to understand that you aren't just a toilet for the master pig. You are the one being cared for. It is you who are being fed. It is you who are getting all the attention. And it is you who is insinuating yourself into two-thirds of your master's life. Inextricably. When your mouth is being filled from your master's ass pig, you will be so grateful that you will be excited and you will be eager. You will find yourself as you do now, starting to only breathe through your mouth. Breathe faster too. And yearn for the attention to fill your mouth, or his love slide down your throat. You are so excited you can barely think when your mouth is filled with the food your master has brought for you. You know he will swallow it. You know he will swallow it gladly. You won't gag or puke. Why would you? You want to. You enjoy the taste. You enjoy the attention. You enjoy the love, and it brings you to the position in life that you know most expresses your desires and place before your master. This is what you wanted, babe. This is what you need. And I will now teach you how to think when you are face to face with eating your master's shit, babe, so that none of these rude mishaps might happen, so that you can do what you want. short-circuit your thinking process and blank out your mind and teach you to become a mindless, horny, hungry, shit-eating pig the second the need arises but not before. Focus on my words, pig. I'm going to start a chant, but fuck you. And when I say it, I want you to think it along with me. When I say it, think along with me, please. Good thing. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Now concentrate on following the sounds of my words. Hear them start coming out of the speaker into your ears. Follow them into your ears, into your ear canal, you, into your nerve impulses on your brain, pig. Follow the sound as it enters your brain. Feel the thoughts going into a short circuit loop like that, pig. Fuck you. Follow your thoughts into your brain. No thoughts flowing outward, just flowing in of you. Allow the arousal you are feeling to grow each time you think, fuck me, fuck you. Allow your thoughts to go nowhere and circle in your mind. Become thoughtless. Become aroused. Out of control like an animal you are, pig. This is where you will find your mind and thoughts when you swallow the food your master presents you with. This is the way a true shit-eating pig feels and thinks. And when it is all over and you have ate all that has been given you, it will end as quickly as it started and you'll come back to normal. As fast as you are going to now. 5. You're waking up. 4. Coming awake. 3. Your eyes are open. 2. Feeling returns. 1. Awake. Thank you.
Each time you hear this audio, it prepares your mind to take you to a deeper level the next time I take you under. Each time you listen to this music, you know that it will take you deeper. Each time you listen to this music, you will remember my voice and your desire. The more you hear these sounds, the more prepared to be tranced you are. Why, you might be asking yourself. Because you are it. What does your life amount to, a fucking toilet? You can't fucking stop. think you're a fucking shitty and pity for the rest of you live like fucking life. Shit-eating pig.